House cow hung, hides blurred go-goal. Someone else's echo, not mine. Charity shop relic, memories came free. They asked why I needed a house coat at 23. I laughed, look knowing, it wore me with pride. He wore it when he got home to his bride. He was simply a pronoun and so was she. Sat beside a bright burning fire and rocked. She hated that coat, and how it rose so high at the throat. She brought him others to detract, but he loved none so great. It's stained, tatty, and it smells, she shouted one night. It was late, and she was drunk. He laughed at her anger, and pulled it tighter about. He knew loving this coat was no sin, and that some arguments you can never win. She left it out with the trash. He rose first to retrieve it. As she yelled, it's me or that damn coat. He pulled it closer. She walked away. He wore it out for the first time, buttoned high to the throat. Looking right, looking left, stepped out into the road. Eyes and ears, not what they once were. The final noise he heard was the crunch. I sometimes sit in my kitchen, eating lunch, wearing that coat, and just admire the stains, his and mine. A material novel I'm developing language to read. Dark patches upon the collar, below the head, where I guess he bled when that car struck him. Some arguments you never win. She asked me one day, doesn't it bother you, wearing that shroud? I answered, it didn't bother him, loud. She laughed, some arguments I'll never win. I dream she'll leave me because of that coat, and I'll wear it out for the first time. Two footsteps, the end of a line. Get struck by a car and die. My chapters will be added to his, so that once more in a charity shop our coat will lie.